One of the most important things I do, at least from my point of view, is working with people who are in leadership roles in very different organizations all over the world. And as part of that, I find I'm frequently asked to engage in coaching the next generation of leaders in how to be effective as leaders. And it's been striking to me over the years how one of the things that is a hallmark of leadership is that you feel like, obviously, you have responsibility, but you frequently also feel there are a great many things that you need to attend to. So it is often the case that leadership and the experience of potentially overwhelm go together. And so how to, as a leader, address overwhelm becomes a question which I think any effective leader has to have an answer to. Now, one of the things that's, for me, really fascinating about the experience of being overwhelmed or fearing that you're going to be overwhelmed is that no one is ever really overwhelmed by what they're doing. They're overwhelmed by the number of things they're not doing and that they feel they should be doing. So you have this very curious thing that overwhelm is not about what you're doing, it's about what you feel you should be doing but you're not doing. And that is why the secret of dealing with overwhelm is to get very clear about what matters most. So if you don't know how to prioritize, it's going to be really difficult to avoid feeling overwhelmed. If, on the other hand, you cultivate the art of prioritizing, then overwhelm is not something you're going to be on the receiving end of, because you'll always be addressing the question, because you'll be asking it of yourself, what's most important here? Where do I need to focus my attention first? What is requiring my attention now, and what will be best going forward that I focus on short to medium term? You're actually therefore constructing timelines for yourself, as well as asking, what's my top 10? What's my top 5? What's my top 3? Now, being able to do that is something which is absolutely a learnable skill, but I think very frequently it's something that it's extremely difficult to do in the moment. Until you actually have some means of stepping back, you're unlikely to do that because you're way too busy, frankly, being busy. Indeed, one of the things I notice about people is that the longer they're in the world of work, the busier they get. And the busier you are, the greater the danger of you not being strategic, because you're just doing your best to keep up. So, how to ensure that you don't get lost in your own busyness, or you don't get, you know, overwhelmed by the drama of the day, whatever that may be? Well, you know what it's like when you come back from holiday? If you've had a break, you frequently see things differently. Why? Because you step back. There's been some kind of breathing space. I think very often, frankly, that's part of what good coaching does, and it's absolutely why the CEOs I work with value having a coaching space. It's because every so often, on a regular basis, they step back from the drama of the day, from the thousand things that are, you know, on their plate that supposedly all require their attention, and they do something really important. They take a breath, they take stock, they look at the big picture, and then determine what really matters here. Again, therefore, they're prioritizing, but they're prioritizing based on their own values, their own understanding of what is more important going forward, and indeed, what is in keeping with their own primary values and the goals they seek to realize. If you don't do that on a regular basis, what's going to happen is you'll forget what your primary values are and the goals that you're going for, because you'll be just trying to keep up. So, leadership, coaching, and overwhelm. Seems to me they go together, because the coaching creates the space to be strategic in your leadership style, and that prevents overwhelm. And that means you get to be a whole different kind of leader who can inspire the same ability to stay calm, to stay cool and collected for others. That's got to be a skill worth learning.